Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Dave Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. 7:30 the hour now. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos is here for Christmas weekend 2023. And as we gather together, as we travel across the country, as we find ourselves exposed to all kinds of bugs and germs and viruses, we're going to take a good deal of time during this episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, talking about the new variants of COVID, whether you should get a flu shot, what's out there in the flu department, connections to other ailments that the flu or COVID might bring up. Super bugs, in other words. This is Merry Christmas to the super bugs. That's the highlight of this episode, Ken. Merry Christmas to the super bugs.
You know, you say it all, because the real headline of this show, and, you know, we try to keep it positive and happy, but, you know, you have to report the news.
Yeah.
And
right.
In the last 4 weeks, hospitalizations, Doug, among all age groups increased 200% for influenza, that's the flu, 51% for COVID-19, and 60% for RSV. So it's in the last 4 weeks, these wintertime upper respiratory infections have just gone like the Eiffel Tower.
All right, so I'm going to share with you, and I always give up my HIPAA rights to have these conversations with you, because you are one of my primary care physicians, whether it be on the radio or whether it be in person. Most everybody who listens to me knows how I feel about you, the high regard I have for you, your expertise, what our friendship is like, all that good stuff. So when I look back at this past week, I had the first physical that I've had for over a year. I mean, your physical is something that takes a whole different dimension.
Mostly, well, you called me a primary care. I'm your specialist.
Well, you're a specialist, yeah, but you're also, I believe, that you know more about my body than probably anybody else does.
And professionally.
So yeah. See, there's another example of your sense of humor. Professionally. And so I went to the local...
I've been told there are others who know your body much better than me in other ways.
That's so. And who have you been listening to, Hudson?
You.
Yeah. So... meanwhile,
I don't
want to
give up your HIPAA, but
no, I didn't give up my. I gave up my HIPAA. I didn't give up my the rest of my being. The point here is, got lost about 2.5 minutes ago. The test results, the blood work that was done by this local physician that gave me the first overview that I've had for well over a year, the blood results showed everything normal. This is not going to surprise you, but I wanted to have you react to the info that came from the blood test. Everything was normal across the board, the PSA, thyroid, you know, the usual stuff, the CBC. But the lipid panel, this doctor became concerned. She writes, your cholesterol levels are borderline. In general, she goes through, the cholesterol needs to be under 200. Well, the total was 205. The LDL was 134, and triglycerides were at 133. Triglycerides were okay, better this year than they have been. But the cholesterol, even though the numbers are a little better, they still are where they have been since I've been seeing you and for most of my life. So she went off looking in the records, because she hadn't seen me since COVID. So she looked at some of the things that were part of the record from other visits to, you know, whether the TIA was or wasn't and all the other things that we've gone up and down and sideways on. So I thought you would be interested because you are one of those. She talked about statins, and I said, I don't want to take a statin. They didn't react. So then she started to convince me or try to convince me to get the shot, because I don't tolerate the other things. But then I said to her, and I think I said this to you when we were talking about it last year, so I get a shot, and you only have to get a shot a couple times a year, I guess, with this new stuff. But how do you avoid still getting the cramps or the other things that made the first round of statins not working for me?
So well, let's unpack this, because you're tying together a number of things that do need to be wound, but also don't need to be wound.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because also at the end of the conversation, she talks about getting a COVID shot. I did get a pneumonia shot, but I said I'm not going to take a COVID shot. And something else, a shingles thing, which she said I shouldn't take with a pneumonia shot. Anyway, that was the outgrowth of her advice. So go ahead. Excuse me.
Yeah, so you've been seeing the traditional doctor. Good for you.
Well, and kind of, yeah.
And I would get that shingle shot if you haven't had it at some point as soon as possible. That's very important. But let's untangle this, because you're talking about what we
call... You want
me
to do a commercial first and then we'll untangle it?
Yes, because this is a lot to talk about.
All right, we're going to untangle this because there's something... The reason I talk about it is because there's a relativity here to what a lot
this
of people experience.
This affects everyone.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Hold on for that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our Christmas weekend visit on Good Day Health. Speaking of visits, how about a trip to Las Vegas? Yeah. Every time I mention this, there are a lot of people who call 800-419-3684 because they want to have a shot at getting 3 days and two nights and maybe even a chance to get tickets to a Vegas show without having to pay anything. That's the deal. Right now, if you're ready to win, call 800-419-3684. I think even though it's Christmas weekend, there's supposed to be operators standing by. And if not, write the number down and call them tomorrow if you don't get them today. All right? Keep this number. Call it. And you've got two free nights and 3 days in Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. No questions asked.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Good day health for this Christmas weekend. Okay, you're untangling all of the info that I laid on your head a few minutes ago.
Yes, you were talking about reading the results of your cholesterol test. And when you get your results, now, the labs are making it very easy for non-providers to get the patients to get their test results. People read them, they bring them in, they carry them. And written on these results are the so-called normals, what doctors call the reference ranges. The labs will call them your reference range. For most lab tests, what is printed on the paper or what you see online for your normal values, again, the so-called reference ranges, that's where you want to be between. But when you're looking at cholesterol, ignore the reference ranges because they're probably 15 years out of date. They're meaningless. And we don't use them anymore. Those of us who deal in this area, the preventive cardiologists, the primary care folks who deal with prevention, we individualize your cholesterol. It's called treating to targets. There's not enough pages of lines that can be possibly provided to you to explain all this because you actually need somebody to think through it for you and individualize for you what your targets are. When we look at cholesterol these days, the cutting edge, you know, stop looking at these fluffy particles and subparticles. I'll simplify it for you. This is what the world experts look at. We look at your bad cholesterol, LDL. We look at your triglycerides. We look at your HSCRP, your highly sensitive C-reactive protein. This is the inflammatory marker
in
your
circulation. Which is normal for me, by the way.
And we look at one other thing, your LP little a, your lipoprotein A. And most of you listening to me have no idea what that is. But
right.
trust me, that's going to be front page in the next year or so, LP little a, because the European Society of Cardiology 3-4 months ago recommended that all adults in Europe get their LP little a. Cardiologists call it LP little a or lipoprotein A. This is an inherited lipoprotein lipid that nothing you do has any effect, just what your genes were. 20% of the population are high in it, and it's the off, you know, with there's bad cholesterol, LDL, there's good cholesterol, HDL. LP little a is the awful, lousy, the terrible cholesterol. It increases plaquing dramatically. It increases clotting dramatically and may even lead to aortic stenosis. There's a drug trial going on at the Cleveland Clinic. It's probably going to be 2 years before it's available. This is a huge effort in the pharmaceutical area of getting targeted treatment to drop LP little a. And right now, we're waiting for those drugs. Doug was talking about moving to an injectable. These are the PCSK9 inhibitors. There's three of them. Inclisiran is given every 6 months after 3 months after the first one, but it's a big shot into the arm. Repatha and Praluent are the other two that are given as self-injected every other week. Most patients barely know they're giving it to them. A patient last week said they had to look in the mirror to see they even gave it to themselves. These drop your LDLs to amazingly low levels in the 40s, 30s in some people. An amazing discovery. A family with a mutation for caps on their liver, so the liver filters more blood. This is how these PCSK9 inhibitors were developed, and they're given when statins don't bring you down to targets or when you don't have what Doug was referring to, the muscle aches that some get with statins. These do not cause muscle aches. These, in fact, can be given with liver issues that aren't severe, whereas the statins can't. Well, you're more concerned about kidney issues with the injectables, which you aren't so concerned about with the statins. So get your targets determined, what your individual LDL should be, and it's based on a lot of factors about you individually. We can do Doug's targets after the break.
All right, we'll be back, as you might imagine, in a couple of moments here on Good Day Health. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour now on the Christmas weekend Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, pointing you in the direction of all the information that we glean here from, when I say we, I'm encouraging Ken to tell as much as he can about these various facts that he gets doing his own research into some of the journals of medicine, nutrition journals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so each week during this program, we cover a number of topics, and every week you can go visit gooddayhealthshow.com. If you don't hear the program in its entirety, we have a podcast, a download, if you will, that covers a number of the topics that we talk about. In the most recent one, we compare your health to your siblings' health, what that's all about, electroshock therapy, discussion, high blood pressure, and holiday heart. You'll want to hear that, so catch up at gooddayhealthshow.com, where this program will be in a week. Okay, so we're back to untangling, as Ken likes to put it, the whole business about how specifically you should take the information that you get in these tests and, you know, have somebody interpret them for you. The lady that I saw was most concerned about the report that I have a 40% blockage, according to your research, the stuff that you do with the, when you do the, what you call it?
Carotid ultrasound.
Carotid ultrasound. So she said, I should be on a statin for that because some of those particles might break loose, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, if I don't have any plaque in my thoracic cavity at all, why should I be concerned if it hasn't, the number hasn't grown, according to my cardiologist, that's you. We've, for 15, 16 years, taken these tests every year, and if anything, the number has gone down a little. It's, you know, something that I think about from time to time. But again, is there an argument here, Ken? If there's no plaque at all in my thoracic cavity, then what would be the impact of having some in my carotids?
Well, in your thoracic cavity, I think you're referring to your calcium score, your big coronaries not having any plaque in them. So instead of using thoracic, because, you know, because that can lead to the aorta, just, you know, there's no plaque in your big coronaries that you can see. But if you recall, and I don't mean to gang up, feel like you're being ganged up.
No, go ahead.
When I saw your carotid plaque for the first time, I did recommend putting you on a statin, and you did try it, but you just didn't, you weren't in your happy place.
Right.
Mentally and maybe physically. And, and I mean that with utter politeness.
But, no, I know.
Your internist and I are totally in agreement. When I saw the plaque and your carotid, and it's not, why don't I have it anywhere? The point is, if you do see it anywhere, if I saw it in your coronaries but not in your carotids, I'd feel the same way because eventually it's going to get there. And it's seeing it anywhere. The easiest places to see it without opening you up is either with a carotid ultrasound or with a calcium score in the coronaries or a CT angiogram of the coronaries. And that's how we can tell if you're plaquing. And you are plaquing, and that's why I wanted to get you on a statin, and I may not have wanted you in the LDL in my lowest category, but I wanted you under 70. If you have a high LP little a, I want you in your 40s. This is all very much individualized. If you're a 20-year-old female with nothing, under 100 is fine.
Well, the question I have, I think that we can continue this for one more minute or so when we come back after the bottom of the hour. But the question I have is, if it hasn't changed or gone down, then is that something to be considered? And I don't want to talk you into something because it sounds like you think I've talked you into or I've talked myself out of having these things because I don't
know. Be more precise.
Thank you. All right, hold on. We continue in a few moments here. Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, the network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot there.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the State Assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams spoke with KUSA-TV in Denver. Dave Collins, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
All right, 34 after the hour now. It's Good Day Health. We haven't gotten to the COVID stuff yet, but we will. We're discussing a conversation that I had with a primary care physician relating to my numbers. All of my numbers in the blood test were fine, except the numbers for cholesterol. And then that coupled with a discussion of the blockage that's been there for years in my carotids. Maybe this is because this is what I want to hear. I had heard from our discussions that if it doesn't get any worse, it's probably going to be okay. It's if you have a 70% blockage in your carotids that you got to do something about it. And if anything, the number has kind of gone down because I do take a supplement, a natural supplement that is supposed to, a little at a time, eat away at the cholesterol, specifically geared to the cholesterol in your carotids or the plaque in your carotids.
What was your hsCRP? What was your highly sensitive C-reactive protein? Was that under 1?
Let me see here if I can find it on the...
That's the other side of it. The plaque's made up of bad cholesterol, LDL, and the inflammation, which we can measure with either it's called cardio-CRP or HS-CRP, highly sensitive C-reactive protein. And the other thing is...
There it is. It's normal. Well, this says it's normal, so I don't know what that means.
HS-CRP? What's the number?
And then, well, I can't see. What I have is says it's either in or an out of normal range. There's another chart that has the exact numbers. I don't have that in front of me.
Yeah. And with those, again, the reference ranges I don't like to look at. We got to do the numbers individualized for each person. You also, you have to be somewhat concerned about the plaque rupturing. You know, that happens much more in the coronaries than the carotids. But again, these things they don't necessarily linearly, that is like a straight line, get bigger. So once you see the problem there, as you can clearly see in your carotids, it's like a snowball going down the mountain. When's it going to be released and start growing? You just don't know. And but I think that in your situation, a lot of it's just and this is not a judgment. This is not bad. A lot of people feel this way. And you just don't want to take medication, and the mental stress of taking it against your free will can be worse than the benefit. and because that stress is bad for the circulation. That creates plaquing and inflammation. So, it's unfortunate that you didn't find a
come see come saw,
and that's why I aggressively, and I don't usually with most, but with you I do aggressively keep looking at your coronaries and your carotids to make sure that Dr. Doug's formula is keeping it stable, and it seems to be doing it, but it doesn't help me sleep at night.
Well, there is that, and because my relationship with you is such, I want you to sleep well at night. I do care about that. But the other
I want to sleep well at night. Right, more exactly. Yeah. More importantly, I don't care so much about my sleeping. I care more about yours.
Let me go back a little bit.
That's why I have only pushed so far, and you're doing your own regimen, but you're also we're watching it carefully.
Well, I'm thinking.
I'm comfortable with that.
So we have a monitor in my chest that monitors my heart in case there's AFib. One of the things that you said to me when I had the alleged TIA incident, which turned out not to be a TIA, but we did this anyway, is stick a little battery-powered monitor in my chest that every month gets read by the folks at Mass General. And from the beginning to now, which is 3 years and some odd months later, they have not found anything irregular in their monitoring.
Do they want to take it out? Have they talked to you?
No, they haven't said no. They haven't said a word. Apparently, the battery still works because I just did another test the other day. But the point here is that with
Can I give a little background? Because most people have no idea what you're talking about. Doug was up locally in Massachusetts, presented to a local ER, and the ER doctor and the treating physician thought that he probably had a TIA, but Doug, with his vast research in medicine, wasn't agreeable with the diagnosis and got 7 more opinions, and 6 out of 7 agreed with him. But they all felt, just to make sure, let's put this monitor inside his heart so that we could see his rhythm ongoing. So if he did go into atrial fibrillation, which was the concern why he may have had a TIA, could jump on it, start blood thinning him so he would hopefully not have a big stroke. So he has a loop, what's called a loop recorder, which is what we often put in people when we're just wondering, did they have atrial fibrillation to lead to a TIA or stroke? And we don't want to put them on anticoagulation or put a device in their heart to prevent clotting, another device. And that is the umpire in real time watching and making sure that we're not missing the opportunity to prevent a big stroke. And that's what Doug's talking about. Looper cord.
Well, and the other thing that the known, but the audience may not know, but you may have this in your family. My father had AFib when he was in his early 50s.
And he took Coumadin.
He took Coumadin for it for the rest of his life until he died of a stroke at 91. And he had a couple of strokes in his late 80s before the episode that happened in his early 90s. And so I want, as Ken has told me, it was hereditary. So I'm in my 70s, and I have not ever had an atrial fibrillation event.
Well, atrial fibrillation is only partially inherited. It's not totally inherited. It's a factor, but it also can be due to a lot of lifestyle issues, and you live such a more healthy life. Nothing against your father, but you just live an incredibly healthy life compared to your father.
I told you the story of my sister last summer had a heart attack, and she had blockage. So they had put a stent in. Remember we had that conversation?
Yes.
And we were talking about it last night at dinner, how it affected her. She had a cancerous tumor on her face and went through hell to get that fixed. But she says that the 2 or 3 days that she spent in the hospital with the heart attack and the ensuing stuff bothered her a whole lot more because she remembered what my father went through. My mother died early, so nobody knows what would have happened there. But because my father had those issues, now that's on her mind. And I don't know that they're related because I don't think my father ever... Atrial fibrillation doesn't come around as a result of a blockage, does it? What causes which here, I guess, is the question. Because she doesn't have AFib, I asked her. So we'll continue with that important conversation. And we may or may not get to COVID. Maybe we'll get to that when we get to questions for Dr. Ken coming up in a few minutes here on the Good Day Health Program. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please, after listening to this conversation, hearing what Ken would do, what he does with me in the thoroughness of his experience and his time that he takes with every patient, you will be well served if you want to see Ken in his clinic at Lake Cardiology or on a telemedicine connection, Zoom 352-735-1400. All right, that's the number for Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. And also a reminder, I mentioned questions for Dr. Ken. If you have a question for Dr. Ken, you can phone it in anytime, day or night. We'll capture it and we'll either transcribe it and ask the question or we'll put you on the air. 855-999-3684 is the number for that. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. Well, as we're talking about all this business with your heart, one of the things that mitigates your healthy heart is having the right weight. I looked at a chart in this doctor's office, Ken, my waist size and what you weigh and what your height is and stuff, all of that is there as you have it in your office so you can tell whether somebody's overweight or whether they're really obese or whether you're in the right ballpark when it comes to your weight. And so the whole purpose of discussing Calitrin is to have you understand what has been proven for tens of thousands of people over the past 27 years, and that is that Calitrin improves your longevity. You get rid of the weight and you keep it off and you get your energy back. You don't just look better, you are better. You feel better. And so go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Do yourself a favor. They have a lot of Christmas specials right now. And if you use the code Doug when you check out, you don't have to pay for any shipping. And also, you're going to get the best bargain. So end of the year specials. Check out the pay later part of this so you can get on to Calitrin right away and save yourself from a fate worse than death. In a manner of speaking, Calitrin, check it out at toploss.com and start losing weight the right way. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the products. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrin include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Man, we've spent the whole hour, or at least a large part of it, talking not necessarily about me. This was to give people an idea, and I think I like doing this a couple of times a year as I go through these the experiments and the watch care, the things that are important for all of us to be responsible. I mean, if you're not responsible for your health, who is?
Doug, it's so important. We all want to live as long as we can with the highest quality we can. I want to keep people on planet Earth as long as I can. And the number one killer of Americans is heart attacks. The number one disablers is strokes. And you have to know your cholesterol to keep these under optimal control. And that's what we're talking about. And you need to know your numbers, and you need to ignore looking at the reference ranges yourself. You need to discuss them with a doctor who understands prevention and can individualize your targets and know what your bad cholesterol, your triglycerides, what your HSCRP, and what your LP little a are.
All right, so we have that. That's some you check out with your doctor, make sure that you're on it. One of the things that motivates me, honestly, this is, maybe it sounds silly, but when I visit with people and they know how old I am and they find out I'm not on any meds, they look at me, huh? Because it is so unusual for somebody.
You're on not a lot of prescribed medicines or any prescribed.
No, I take a lot of supplements.
Okay, so those are medicines, please.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right there. But it feels better to call them food.
In your mind.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but isn't that what you were talking about earlier? Was part of what goes on with people is, you know, there's the spirit mind body connection. What's going on in your mind is going to affect your body.
You have to be in synchronicity. There is so important for health.
Yeah,
long term
right.
health. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it may be that because I feel better about not being on meds, that I have a better chance of having success with the other stuff because it feels good to me.
And as big a medical scientist I am, that's the art of medicine, which is so important. All the doctors listening.
And not always necessarily understood either by conventional doctors. All right, so that's we didn't get as far in COVID, but we'll touch on that. I think that will be an important part of our questions for Dr. Ken coming right up here on Good Day Health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's 53 past the hour now. Good day, health time. I'm Doug Steffen with my very dear friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I invite you, I remind you, I implore you, if you have issues with your heart, your circulatory system, and you're not satisfied with the information that you're getting from whoever your provider is, Ken's not there to criticize the provider. He's there to give you something else to think about. So if you want to call in to the clinic at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. And people also, when they know that it's time for questions with Dr. Ken, they know they can leave the questions if they like at 855-999-3684 anytime, day or night through the week. Okay, so let's deal with COVID and the various things that are happening, the new variant. Will you explain? First question has to do with JN1. What is that?
Right. The CDC this week, Doug, estimates that the COVID-19 variant, JN.1, which is a descendant of this summer's BA.2.86, is currently the fastest growing variant in America due to increased holiday travel and waning immunity, Doug. We're in a peak of respiratory virus season here in America, and this highly mutated form of SARS-CoV-2 is spreading and contributing to rising cases nationwide. The symptoms of JN.1 are similar to other COVID-19 variants and subvariants, which include, are you ready? cough, sore throat, congestion, runny nose, sneezing, fatigue, headache, muscle aches, and altered sense of smell.
Sort of sounds like all the COVID, right?
Well, it's more upper respiratory. It's more upper respiratory, more neck and above than the original strain was back in 2020, which was more lower respiratory, more of a pneumonia.
All right. And so the flu that's around right now, I told you I hadn't even a bout with that for 24 hours or so. Very strong. But I tested myself for COVID and didn't have it. So what's this? But even for people like me who've got a tough immune system and have never had COVID, I got whacked for 24 hours or so by this damn flu. So is there a connection between that and any of these COVID things that we're talking about, these strains?
Just that this time of year, in the winter, in the North America, you're going to have more upper respiratory viruses. And there's three this year, flu, COVID-19, and RSV, and they're all peaking. And they're, as we talked earlier, dramatic increase in hospitalizations in the last few weeks. And, you know, so talk to your doctor about the vaccines. No one's jumping at them. Less than 20% of Americans have gotten the latest COVID shot. There's fewer people this year getting the flu shot. There is now an RSV vaccine. Talk to your doctor about yourself getting it. You know, no one wants to wear a mask, but if you're in a big, dense crowd right now, thinking about a mask would not be a bad idea. And wash those hands and keep them off your face.
All right. So what about the question of probiotics and how that deals with COVID-19?
This is great news out of Clinical Nutrition this week, Doug, that probiotics might be able to help people dodge the worst effects of COVID-19. Unvaccinated people were in this study who take a lactobacillus-laced probiotic, have reduced COVID-19 symptoms and even delayed infection. This study suggests probiotics, Doug, could be a simple and inexpensive way to treat folks who've been exposed to COVID-19. Probiotics, they're designed to boost the beneficial bacteria and yeast that live inside the body, primarily the gastrointestinal tract.
I wonder if that's an impact on me. I take a couple
absolutely.
Of probiotics. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So now there's one more here with regard to COVID-19 and the atrial fibrillation, which we've been talking about. I see that there may be a connection.
Exactly. European Heart Journal this week, Doug, add another post-COVID-19 hazard to the list. Research suggests having the illness could raise risk for dangerous irregular heartbeats. According to this Swedish study, the odds a person might develop atrial fibrillation, which is a common arrhythmia linked to stroke, rose 12-fold in the month after COVID-19 infection compared to folks without the illness. The risks remained elevated for at least 2 months. The risks are higher in older individuals with severe COVID-19, and the unvaccinated.
All right. Wow. There's something for you to chew on as we think about all the impact, the business of, how do you live and what do you look out for? That's what Dr. Ken is all about. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen wishing you a Merry Christmas weekend.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.